Hello friends, welcome to V-School. We are on chapter 3. A very, very important chapter. In fact, I would say it's the heart of this book. Why I say that? Because in the first chapter, we saw the basic concepts of financial technology, right from its evolution, till its difference, till it, the risk angle in fintech and all. In the second chapter, we saw the different verticals into which we saw both financial as well as non-financial verticals that has been disrupted by fintech. In this particular chapter, we are going to talk exclusively on fintech, financial technology, and how it has actually disrupted different verticals within the banks and the financial institution. How it has improvised on the processes and system, and ultimately the benefits, not only for the customers, but for the banks and financial institutions also in managing the finance, administrative processes, and overall profitability. This chapter will help you understand the different technologies deployed by fintechs in different areas of banking and financial management, either on their own or in partnership with banks and financial institutions. So this is a very important point. Banks have deployed technology either on their own or in partnership with the fintechs. In this chapter, we will learn some introduction on fintech, technology trends in the fintech space, fintech for onboarding and making transactions, fintech for retail banking, fintech for corporate banking, fintech for lending, fintech for capital markets, fintech for treasury operations, fintech for financial management, fintech for audit and compliance, fintech for information technology department, because it's not enough only to know about the technology, but we should know how the technology is enabled, how the information technology is facilitated, and this done is work is done, important work is done by none other than the technology department, and hence how financial technology is utilized by information technology department is also very, very important to know. So let's start with introduction to fintech, financial technology. Financial technology is utilized by fintechs to help customers, banks, financial institutions, companies, and business owners to manage their financial operations, processes, and systems. Fintech technology is utilized at the front office, middle office, back office, branch banking, even zonal and head offices, and even specialized finance departments such as retail, corporate, treasury, forex, marketing and sales, accounts, forensic, fraud prevention, as well as information technology department. The financial sector has been equipped with new technologies to meet the demands of customers and the businesses. The technological progress with innovation has succeeded in finding the disruptive business models in fintech or in financial services to gain an edge in the competitive landscape of finance. So this is the most important point why fintech has been deployed to gain a competitive advantage. So what are the technology devices? Are they only a few or the latest one? Technology devices are no more restricted to computers and laptops. It can be a smartphone or a tablet, robust chips on the wrist, sensors in the cars, and even in the household appliances such as the TV or a mixer. Even though the microchips are becoming smaller in size and making the device lighter, the processing power is increasing for ubiquitous computing. Robo-advisors can provide financial advice and investment management services with the use of the algorithms. Mobile payment solutions are helping users to make transactions with their smartphones. Crowdfunding platforms are helping individuals and business owners to raise their funds. The technologies such as telematics can automate the process of informing insurance premiums. RegTech is helping the fintech banks and the financial institutions to comply with the regulations and the laws. So having understood the tremendous change, transition from the laptops and the computers to the latest technology device, now let's understand the trends in the fintech space. Very, very interesting. Starting with artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is emerging as the topmost technology for value creation and financial modeling. Big data and analytics also are not behind. They are increasingly used to refine the data for improving the offerings and design of products and services with lean business processes. With predictive analysis, bank can offer personalized investment advice to customers and suggest a beautiful portfolio. Robots are radically changing the way of working of human workers by taking over the repetitive tasks. Machine learning algorithms are used to improve quick and efficient customer service with chatbots. Blockchain distributed ledger technology is utilized for identity verification, recording and storing of transactions and sharing of data across multiple data points with cryptographic and algorithmic methods. The edge computing distributed computing framework seamlessly connects enterprise applicants with data sources to deliver robust business benefits such as reduced latency, faster insights, and better bandwidth availability. The digital twins, that is virtual simulations of real-world processes, can test new ideas at a lower cost in safe digital environment without the high cost of real-life experiments. Cloud computing is improving platform integrity and efficiency through automated and embedded security processes and control with public cloud, private cloud, as well as the hybrid cloud. The no-code development platforms are getting very attractive. It permits programmers to develop applications through graphical user interfaces instead of the traditional long and laborious code programming. The quantum computing is a rapidly emerging technology to solve the complex problems faster and quicker by using the principle of quantum theory. That's not all. We also have the financial Internet of Things systems, which are expanding to collect the data from connected devices, develop new products, provide personalized financial service, and also to improve the customer engagement and risk management. Fintechs are effectively using open source software and serverless architecture to increase the speed and scalability of the IT infrastructure. The decentralized energy initiatives working on distributed energy generation model are supporting the progress in green technology and are likely to decrease the carbon emissions worldwide. The 5G revolution is going to increase the speed of development of advanced technology and make huge changes in the fintech delivery. Fintechs will be required to upskill and reskill to stay with the trends to shape the future of banks and financial institutions for better offering to the customer. If they don't do this upskilling and reskilling, then they won't be able to keep pace with the changes that are happening in the technology. So friends, let's start with the technologies in different forms. First, we take up the artificial intelligence, popularly known as the AI. The AI applications are used to penetrate the entire spectrum of financial institutions and help them to provide personalized services to customers, automate processes, and improve decision-making in investment management, fraud detection, etc., etc. The AI-powered chatbots and virtual assistants can function like humans to provide quick responses to the customer inquiries. AI is making the payment process easier for consumers with contactless and autonomous shopping. AI is also helping the retailers to manage and automate complex inventory management processes. autonomous technology systems are built around delivery and logistics to sort, lift, and move the groceries. A new concept has emerged in the form of metaverse. What exactly is metaverse? The conveniences provided to the fintech consumers, financial institutions, and retailers are augmenting the next way of metaverse. Metaverse is believed to be the transformation of internet into a single universal and immersive virtual world facilitated by the virtual reality and the augmented reality. Next, we take up the big data and the analytics. The big data and the analytics helps the banks and the financial institutions to analyze huge data, identify patterns and trends for improving customer service, investment decisions, as well as risk management. Next, we have the robotic process automation, popularly known as the RPA. The robotic process automation is used for automating various repetitive manual tasks, such as the data entry, document processing, for improving efficiency and reducing the errors. With the automation of robotic processes, human workers can focus on the needy tasks which cannot be done by the robots. In 2023, robots are likely to become more like humans and can pose a serious threat to the jobs done by the human workers. Next, we discuss about blockchain. Blockchain is the next in line in terms of popularity amongst the financial institutions. We have a separate chapter on this in this book. It helps the banks and the financial institutions to create secure and transparent payment systems and to improve the speed and efficiency of the financial transactions. Non-fungible tokens, popularly known as the NFTs, are becoming more used to interact with the digital products and services. Smart contracts are self-executing contracts used to automate complex financial transactions without help from the intermediaries. They are stored on the blockchain. The escrow agreement is a beautiful example of a smart contract. Next, we come to cloud computing. Cloud computing helps to store and process large number of data in a secure and scalable manner without the need for expensive on-premises hardware. This ultimately culminates into reducing costs and improving the speed and efficiency of financial services. The no-code development platform concept is used to accelerate the development of cloud-based application and to respond quickly to the market shifts. Next important computing is quantum computing. Quantum computing power grows exponentially with the qubits, unlike the classical computers whose power increases linearly with bits. It improves the secure sharing of information and for designing of effective and efficient investment portfolio for retail and institutional customers. A very, very latest concept in the form of software as a service, popularly known as the SaaS. The new concept SaaS is helping fintechs to use the need to be software rather than owning and maintaining the entire system, freeing up time and resources for customer and operations. What a beautiful concept, just to use the need be and not own the entire stuff. This unique concept reduces the cost for the banks, freeing up the time and resources for the operations. Now, having discussed the different types of technology, the latest technologies that are deployed by the banks and financial institutions, let's peep up into the function and see how this technology is enabling and improving the services to the customer and functioning of the bank. The first things first, let us take fintech for onboarding and making transaction. Digital banking solutions are helping customers to perform the banking task online Why mobile devices without visiting a physical bank branch? They no more had to go to a branch, stand in the queue, wait for their turn, and then do the transaction. They can simply click on their mobile and do the transactions online. With digital onboarding solutions such as the eKYC, customers can open bank accounts remotely without even visiting a bank branch. What a wonderful facility. You can open an account online as well as you can do your transactions online. It indeed saves the time and the hassle for the new customers, as such platform uses the digital verification and electronic signatures to reduce the time and the hassle for the customer and the cost of opening the account. With video banking, customers can connect with the bank representatives or the video chat for account management and other banking needs in a convenient and secure way to access banking services remotely. Now, yet another very important customer segment, the non-resident Indians. The NRIs can manage their accounts and perform transactions from anywhere in the world with mobile banking apps provided by the banks. NRIs can also send money to their families in India at lower fees and better exchange rates with remittance platforms provided by the fintechs. The Forex cards provide better exchange rates and lower fees than traditional credit or debit cards allow, as the NRIs can make the transactions in Indian rupees while abroad. Now let us see fintech in retail banking. Fintech plays a very significant role in deposit mobilization for the banks and enables them to reach the customers more easily, provide more efficient service, and offer more customized products. Banks can mobilize deposits more efficiently and effectively by leveraging the technology. In addition to the core banking software at the branch, banks provide mobile apps and websites to allow the customers to open and manage their accounts. Customers can do their transactions on the ATMs, internet banking applications, and the mobile apps without the need to visit a bank. Digital wallets provide the facility to make the payments for online purchases in a fast and secure way. Chatbots are automated assistants that can interact with customers in a conversational manner and handle simple queries to provide customers with relevant information quickly and efficiently for a satisfying conversational experience. You no more have to call the bank and the agent, get your number, and then converse. You can straight away go on the chatbot and ask your query and get a satisfied answer. The personal finance management tools provide real-time account insights so the customers manage their finances by tracking their spending, creating budgets, and monitoring their investments. Robo-advisors use the algorithms to provide customized and personalized investment recommendations to the customers based on their goals and their risk appetite. The automated saving tools enable the customers to plan their investments with regular saving plans. In case of lending, banks can offer asset products either through a branch or through a peer-to-peer lending platform of their own or by partnering with existing peer-to-peer platforms. Now let us see fintech for the front office. Fintech for the front office improves efficiency and effectiveness of the front office operations. The front office staff is well-versed with various digital channels such as the ATMs, the internet banking applications, the mobile apps, the digital wallets, the chatbots, the personal finance management tools, the robo-advisors, and the biometric authentication technologies. They can convince the customers to use this channel for doing the repetitive transactions to save time and hassle and use their quality time in seeking important information and guidance from the branch staff. Fintech for training employees. It's not just you go on a spree of recruiting. Your entire employee, newly recruited staff, has to be inducted with proper training. It's not only the new staff that requires training, but training has to be provided regularly for the employees to excel in their career. The front office staff is provided timely training to improve the customer experience by providing more value and reducing the cost and complexity of front office operations. The fintech employees can be provided with e-learning platforms to access and complete essential online courses and training programs in a phased manner. Similarly, the banks and financial institutions can also deploy such e-learning platforms for providing essential trainings to their employees. In addition to the training material, the online courses and programs should have videos, quizzes, and interactive simulations to help the employees test themselves and develop their skills and knowledge. The gamification elements such as points, badges, and leaderboards can make the learning more engaging and fun and inspire other employees also who can see the improvements in the employees. Virtual reality technology has the capability to create immersive training experiences for the employees by simulating the real-life scenarios to enable employees to practice their skills in a safe and controlled environment. The mobile learning platforms can enable employees to access the training on their mobile devices anytime and anywhere, especially for those employees who are frequently on the go or working remotely. The training needs assessments can be done with the help of data analytics tools by tracking and analyzing employee training and performance data. Such training can provide step-by-step training inputs to the employees without any strain and need to find time for the offline training. Now let us enter into relationship banking. How fintech helps relationship banking. Relationship banking requires special efforts to build and maintain long-term relationship by providing personalized and customized services to the customers. Financial technology solutions can be used for relationship banking to help banks deliver on their promise. The CRM solution provides a 360-degree view of the customers and can help the bank to analyze customer data, provide insights that can be used to improve the customer experience with unique offerings that create a surprise and delight for the customers. The insights into the customer behavior gathered from the data analytics and the machine learning can help the product manager to offer the personalized and customized products and services to the customers. The social media platforms are helping banks like anything. It is helping banks with an instant way to reach and engage with customers and build relationships. Many banks are running interesting campaigns to attract customers, educate them about new offerings through the mobile, web, and in-branch channels. Now, having understood the impact of fintech on the relationship banking, a step further comes in the wealth management. So how does fintech drive wealth management? Fintech provides new tools to reach out to the high net worth individuals and affluent customers and provide more efficient, transparent, and quality services. The machine learning and artificial intelligence tools are playing a significant role in actually improving the relationships. It can help the relationship manager to personalize and customize investment advice based on the client's investment goals, financial situation, and the risk profile. The robo-advisory platforms can provide quick access to the high net worth individuals and the affluent customers to access the automated investment advice and portfolio management services. The digital financial planning tools can enable the high net worth individuals and affluent customers to access the dashboard for creating budgets, planning financial goals, and tracking their spending. The blockchain technology is aiding in the creation of secure, tamper-proof digital ledgers to record transactions and manage portfolios. The robo-advisory platforms can provide quick access to the high net worth individuals The digital financial planning tools can enable high net worth individuals to access dashboards, and the blockchain technology can aid for creation of secure tamper-proof digital ledgers. Now let's see how investment management software can help the wealth managers. The investment management software can help the wealth managers to manage client portfolios, analyze investment data, generate reports, and help the high net worth individuals and affluent customers to make timely and informed decisions, making and monitor the portfolio performance in the real time. The wealth manager can also utilize the alternative investment platform to enable the high net worth individuals and affluent customers to invest in non-traditional assets such as private equity, real estate, and the hedge funds. The data analytics and visualization tools can further help the wealth manager to analyze the large amounts of financial data and present it in easily understood visual format to identify the trends, make the predictions, and generate insights for investment decisions. The machine learning algorithms are programmed by portfolio managers to recognize the patterns in financial data and to identify the trends for making the investment decisions. Now let's see how financial technology helps in private banking. Financial technology has revolutionized the private banking concept with innovative products and services that are more accessible, efficient, and convenient for the highest range of the high net worth individuals and affluent customers. The digital wealth management platforms use advanced algorithms to recommend a higher range of investment products and services, which can include offshore investments in foreign markets or even participating in new startups and with greater promise. It also offers goal-based investing, customized portfolio management, and automated rebalancing. The AI-powered predictive tools help private bankers recommend informed investment decisions. The AI-powered chatbots can provide 24/7 customer service to make important decisions at the right time. The blockchain technology is leveraged to store high-value assets in a secure and transparent way, and for the asset management, trade finance, and cross-border payments. The biometric authentication provides more safety and authenticity with fingerprint scanning, facial recognition, and voice recognition. Now let's see how fintech helps portfolio management. Fintech has enabled the portfolio managers to access the real-time data and make informed decisions by leveraging the big data analytics. They also create algorithms in robo-advisors to analyze the client data and recommend investment strategies. The AI-powered portfolio management tools are helping the portfolio managers to optimize their investments. The cloud-based portfolio management system are more cost-effective as they provide access to the portfolio data from anywhere and anytime without the need to access it from the traditional systems. How can fintech help mutual funds growth? Fintech is helping mutual fund companies to provide innovative solutions for client engagement, product design, investment management, and distribution. It also helps them to scale their advisory services, offer personalized investment recommendations, and provide the low-cost investment plans and the schemes. The digital distribution platform in the form of mutual fund aggregators have made the life easier for investors to compare and select mutual funds from thousands of schemes and plans based on their investment objectives, goals, and risk profile and performance at the investment marketplaces. Advanced analytical tools and data visualization platforms are helping mutual fund companies to analyze the market trends, identify new investment opportunities in profitable markets, and monitor the portfolio performance. They also help investors to track their investments and make informed investment decisions. The social media platforms are effectively utilized by mutual fund companies to share investment insights, build brand awareness, and engage with the investors. It is also helping them to understand the customer sentiment, provide quick feedback, identify the potential investors, and target marketing campaigns. The blockchain technology uses the smart contracts to offer a more efficient and transparent settlement process without the need of intermediaries. Now let's understand the fintech contribution for the insurance sector. Financial technology for insurance. The biggest contribution of financial technology to insurance sector is the creation of online platforms for the direct selling of a wide range of insurance products and services. The prospect no more has to go to an agent. He can directly go to the website and buy the insurance he wants. It not only allows the customers to compare the policies and purchase coverage directly to the platform at a discount, it also helps the insurer to save the commission paid to the insurance agents and brokers spent in traditional methods of insurance selling. On one side, the insurance company saves on the commission that is paid to the agents and brokers. On the other side, the policyholder gets a discount because of buying directly from the insurer's website. It can also provide customized insurance solutions based on the insured's specific needs. Insurers are using advanced analytic tools to identify the patterns, trends, and risks and offer personalized insurance products and services at competitive prices. Insurance companies have developed innovative claims management systems with artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms. The chatbot assistants are helping insureds to file claims, while the insurers have automated the claims processing and can detect fraudulent claims by leveraging the data analytics. The telematics-enabled devices are capable of tracking the usage or behavior of the prospects and enable the insurers to offer customized insurance policies. The blockchain technology can also help insurers to improve the efficiency and security of insurance transactions, automate the processes, reduce the fraud, and increase the transparency. Let's see now how fintech has disrupted the credit cards and the debit cards. Fintech is increasingly used to manage the issuance, large number of credit card and debit card transactions, issuance as well as drive large number of credit card and debit card transactions. The innovative solutions provided by fintech are improving the cardholders' experience, increasing security and reducing the fraud. The contactless payment solutions are enabling payments up to a specified amount in a secure way through credit cards, debit cards, mobile phones, and even the smartwatches. The virtual credit card solutions allows the cardholders to make payments for online purchases securely with a unique one-time use credit card number for each transaction. The card control solutions are inbuilt into the cardholder's online account to have real-time control by setting the spending limits, blocking the transactions, and receiving alerts for the suspicious activity. The digital wallet solutions allow the cardholder to store the payment information securely and make online purchases. Cardholders can access their credit and debit card accounts in a secure way through the biometric authentication solutions like the fingerprint, the voice, the iris, and even the facial recognition. Fraud detection solutions enable the card issuers to detect and prevent the fraudulent card transactions by using advanced algorithms and machine learning. Now let's move on to the marketing and sales functions and how fintech is helping the marketing and sales functions. Banks are leveraging digital marketing tools like search engine optimization and social media to reach specific customer segments and deliver personalized messages to the potential customers. Big data analytics is utilized to analyze corporate and customer data and provide insights into the customer behavior. The online marketplaces are designed to help the customer compare the products and services from different providers and choose the best as per their needs. The search engine optimization enables the fintech companies to optimize the content and structure of a website. It also helps them to rank higher in the search engine result pages. The website's visibility and the organic traffic are improved by using various techniques such as the keyword search, the on-page optimization, and even by link building. The fintech companies are also utilizing the paid advertising through platforms like Google Ads, Facebook Ads, and to drive traffic to their websites with the per-pay or pay-per-click advertising. The customers are provided with high-quality content in the form of blog posts, infographics, and videos to build trust and create brand awareness. The email marketing is used to send the emails in sequences to inform the subscribers about new products and services, the industry news, and even special offers. Social media platforms are very useful for reaching a wide variety of target audiences and build a brand. The personalization technology is used for each visitor based on their browsing behavior, demographics, and preferences, and delivers a customized experience.